And we're only going to address that issue if we actually look at actually increasing the number of SME house builders in this country. And because over the last 25 years, there's been a rapid decline. In 1988, two-thirds of all new homes were built by SME house builders. By 2010, that had declined to one-third. So there's obviously a problem there about small builders being pushed out of the market. And it's those small builders that are actually critical to the local economy because they're employing local people as apprentices and they're putting money back into the local economy. So there needs to be space for the small house builder. So why aren't they in the market? What's driving them out? Well, I think there are three key barriers. One is access to finance. Our members tell us, 60% in the survey this year, say it's the number one problem. They're still finding it very difficult to get money from the banks to actually develop, even when they've got work on their books. And it's not just the banking. It's actually in terms of their day-to-day banking, overdraft facilities and refusal of loans. This is an ongoing problem for small builders. So what we need is some sort of finance vehicle with, for house building for SMEs if we're actually going to tackle that issue. Land supply and viability is another key issue. And the key problem there is actually the lack of small microsites that small builders can build on. And that's where I think local authorities and local house builders need to be working together. We need to actually think about the public sector land, which Trudy talked about. We need a register because there are lots of those very small sites. I was talking to Mark Priss about these itsy bitsy sites. Mm-hmm. We need to get a better name for that register. But those itsy bitsy register sites need to be made available to small builders. And then, of course, there's the problem about developer contributions, Section 106 agreements, community infrastructure levy. There's a problem there in terms of the cost that imposes, which has to be paid for. And I think one area that we're lobbying for is actually to exempt small builders if they're building 10 or fewer units from the community infrastructure levy. I think that would be a great boost going forward. Planning is always a sort of a bugbear, I suppose, of builders. There is a growing concern about the cost of pre-planning applications, which is something I think that needs to be addressed. And maybe local authorities could be working towards best practice to actually help address that issue. So those are three key barriers, I think, affecting our membership. There is also the cost, actually, of zero-carbon homes. We all support the move towards low-carbon homes, but the government's timescale by 2016 for zero-carbon homes is a very ambitious one, and it has driven up costs. So that's something I think we need to be realistic about in terms of affordability going forward.